We are on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. The second Taisvis, we have a few Taisvis to learn on the previous Gemara. Ela machvarte kedishonin meikore. The Gemara had asked Akashem, does our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Yossi? We see Rabbi Yossi was constant the Ramai by Manash Lishi. Rabbi Yossi said, Akel Yemunach, since there's a Ramai over there, each one says that I gave Mosayim to the Nifkat. So Rabbi Yossi canceled the Ramai. He said, no one's going to get anything. So the Gemara had asked, so L'chaire Rabbi Yossi is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, there's also a Ramai. Zayim Akulishli, Zayim Akulishli. So the Gemara had said on this kasha two terutzim. The first terutz was that Rabbi Yossi only consent when there's avadei ramai. The case of Mona Shlishi, each one is saying, I gave Masayim the zicha avadei ramai. So there Rabbi Yossi consent and said, Akol Yehimunach, Ad Sheyove Eliyo. But in the case of our Mishnah, Zayma Kulashli, Zayma Kulashli, it's not necessary to say that the Zavadei Ramai. It could be they both picked it up together, and each one is tining Kulashli because they think that they picked it up first. So by us there's not avadei ramai. So not by avadei ramai, Rabbi Yossi did not cancel. So that means, let's say Tosfos Taisus had said if Reuven will say I picked it up Sunday, and Shimon says I picked it up Monday, in the zich avadei ramai, then could be Rabbi Yossi would cancel. Our Mishnah is not speaking about such a case. Our Mishnah is speaking about Reuven and Shimon say they both picked it up Monday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now each one says that the other one came later and took it away from him, so it could be they're making a mistake. That was the first teretz of the Gemara. That Rabbi Yossi differentiates between avadei ramai and a safek ramai. Our Mishnah is speaking about a safek ramai. The second teretz was that no, could be our Mishnah speaking about avadei ramai, but Rabbi Yossi only consented when the Ram, if through the knas the ramai is going to have a hefset, and therefore that will force him to be moider. That means in the case of mona shlishi, each one gave a mona, and now they're each one is tining, the second mona also belongs to him. The Messiah also belongs to him. So there Rabbi Yossi said, well, we're going to make sure that no one's going to get anything. So then the Ramai is going to have a hefsid. So if the Ramai is going to have a hefsid, he'll be moider. It's not worthwhile for him to tine that Messiah Shali, if by tining this he's losing his money. So when the Ramai has a hefsid, then Rabbi Yossi consent, because the hefsid will force him to be made. But in the case of our Mishnah, even though there's a Vadei Ramai, I feel that we will assume our Mishnah is speaking about a Vadei Ramai. Reuven says I found it Sunday, and Shimon says I found it Monday. So even though there's a Vadei Ramai, Afal Pikein, here you don't say, you don't cancel because the Ramai will not have a hefsit, because he's not losing anything, so there Rabbi Yossi didn't cancel. That was the Gemara second teretz. Rabbi Yossi only cancels when the Ramai has a hefsit, and that will force him to be moider. When he doesn't have a hefsit, so he's not forced to be moider, so then Rabbi Yossi didn't cancel. So the Gemara asks, if that is the case, so why does it say in the Mishnah, by Mekech Memkar, that you also say Yachloiku, it's speaking about both of them gave money, And if you'll count over there, the Rami will have a hefset. So there you should cancel. Ella machvarte kedishonin mikor. So it's better the first teretz, that the reason Rabbi Yossi didn't cancel was because the Mishnah is not about the Rami. That's the first teretz. You don't, that was the maskonas agamore. So let us see Taisvis. Nucha loima, let's see the, I go on the side. Nuchalayma, we could say, Bloy Hoda Bei Legamri, Lamaise, he did not have Charote from the second Yesod that he had said. I mean, the second Yesod was that Rabbi Yossi only consented when there'll be a Hefsit. Elad Loisagi Betaima de Mafsid Arame Levat, but just to say this Teretz, the mafsid haramai, that alone is not sufficient. No, there are two tnoim that are necessary, the two conditions that are necessary before Rabbi Yossi cancel. Lekonis Rabbi Yossi, lehecha de'ike vad haramai, that means we have to say the first you saw, that there's a vad haramai. Ve'islai pseide, that means the Gemara, that means, could be this Yesod is Emes. Rabbi Yossi only consent when there's a Pseide. When through the Knas, I'm forcing the Ramai to be Moide. Avol heiche de ike Ramai veleke Pseide laiknes. But let us say in the case of Metzia, they come to Baz Reuven says, I found it Sunday. Shimon says, I found it Monday. So there's a Vade Ramay over here. There's a Vade Ramay. Could be over there, Lepi Emes, Rabbi Yossi won't cancel, even though there's a Vade Ramay, because the Ramay is not losing anything. What do you say? We'll say Yemunach. So the Ramay isn't losing anything. So could be Lepi Emes, the second Mahalach that we had said, that Rabbi Yossi consented only when there's a hefsid, that is true. But the second Mahalach wanted to say, Afilu, by Yosafik Ramai, that the Gemara is Charote. But could be, you need two Tanoim. You need Avadai Ramai, and you need a Pseide. Avol Heiche Deike Ramai Veleka Pseide, that's this case, Lo Yiknes. Because the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi seems to be saying this Yesod, that Mahifsid Ramai, he consents that the Ramai should lose something, and that should force him to be murdered. That's what Taisus wants to say. Nuchaloyma, we could say this. Miu loshen elo mashma dohoda legamri. But the Gemara elo machvarte means that Rabbi Yossi consent afilu when there's no hefsid. Vechein besamuch. And when the Gemara asked the kashe by chemveni al pinkosoi, bein le Rabbi Yossi, bein le Rabbonin, you should say yeimunach, neime yeimunach, afo gav dohosim lesle pseide le Rami. Then the Rami won't have a pseide. By Chemveni Alpin Kosei, one of them, the Chemveni says, I paid, the Poilim say, I didn't get paid, one of them is a Ramai, and if you'll cancel, the Rami doesn't have a hefset, he's not gaining. And the Gemara says, you should say Yehemunach. So you see from this that Rabbi Yossi cancelled Afilu, there's no hefset to the Ramai. The Bemison Taisvis said, before Lechayra, the Loshen of Rabbi Yossi would seem he cancelled Dim Kain Mahifsid Arama. Rabbi Yossi said this Loshen. So the Ritva says, Amor de Kipshat, the Ritva says like this, by Monish Lishi, Rabbi Yossi did a Amor de Kiknas. He said, no one's going to get anything. He took away one gave Masayim, and Rabbi Yossi said, no one's going to get back anything. Now Rabbi Yossi took away the money from each one that Sikha belongs to them. Now, what's Pshat in this? So Pshat in this is, he says, because we have to use strong measures. Maiv sedaramai. If we have an oifen to twist the arm of the Ramai, and by showing him if he's going to be a Rami, he won't get back his own money, we have to do this. So there's zicher a mahalach. If we can be mafsed the Ramai, we should take the opportunity. The shayla is in a case where you can't be mafsed the Ramai. Should I make a knas of a kaponi mayaviach Ramai? Well, let's make that the Ramai shouldn't gain. This is a mediocre knas. The results of this knas are not 100% successful. Mayaviach Ramai. It could be the Ramai might decide not to be a Ramai. Maybe he'll decide, he'll try his best. He'll be maviach, he won't be maviach. So the maskonis atayis is Rabbi Yosi constant afilu. There's no mahivsid Ramai. That means if he could be mahivsid the Ramai, Rabbi Yosi zicher did it, and that is why he said by Mona Shlishi akel yemunach. That's clear that the reason of this knas of saying everything she yemunach was that the Ramai should lose, to force the Ramai to be moided. No, the shakl of Italian, the Gemara is, was Rabbi Yossi kindness, and that's the shakl of Italian Taisvis, Rabbi Yossi kindness, when the knas will not be so successful. He'll just make a knas mayarviach haramai, which is not such a successful knas. It could help. That's the shakl of Italian Tosfos. So Tosfos wanted to say, could be Rabbi Yossi didn't cancel in such a case. That was first Tosfos' first thought. He only cancels when there's a hefsed and the results are will stomach be successful. And Tosfos feels, no, Rabbi Yossi cancels the filu mayaviach haramai, even though that knas is not so successful. But that's maskonas ha'taisus. But the lashon of mahifsid haramai zicha makes sense. I feel according to this, because when Rabbi Yossi was capable of making a knas of being mafsid haramai, he zicha did it, and that's the lashon mahifsid haramai. Gabi chen b'ni nami yehei munach. The Gemara asked the kasha by b'chen b'ni alpin kosoi. That the chenveni is money from the balabos. I laid out the money, I laid out the schayre, the poilim, a money from the balabos. I never got paid. So the halacha is that the balabos pays both of them. So meis takasha, sayle tab yosi. Sayle te rabono, let's say yehimunach, and the balabos should take the money that he owes, and that should be munach. So Tosfos l'Rabbi Kiva de Omar, there's a Rabbi Kiva that says, Melokach mechamisha. A person bought an object from one of five people. There were five people selling apples. He went to one of five of them, and he went and took a pound of apples. And now he remembers, now he forgets which one he bought it from. There were five peddlers standing on the block. He went to one of them, give me a pound of apples. He gets his pound of apples. And then he comes over again, blinking. He said, oh, who did I buy the apples from? And all of the five said, from me. So Rabbi Kiva says, so what does he do? You have to pay all five. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. You pay all five. So, and here, our Gemara said, the Gemara said, by Chemveni Alpin Kosai, that means, he should say, Yehi Munach. So, the five peddlers, you have four liars over here, and here Rabbi Kiva says you pay all five. Doma belokech mechamisha ben yedeh meizem lokach neisen kolechad ve'echad. Loi porech there the Gemara doesn't ask amai neisen lecholechad ve'echad. Yei munach. Tahosam havalei lemitke. You go buy something, you don't just go and buy, give me a pound of apples, and don't, make sure who you bought it from. It's an avla. You go, you should see who you're buying from. So mamela there, lots of yidei shemayim, he has to pay back all five. Mashenkid over here, the balabos wasn't a bad one. He went over to the chenveni, he told them, pay the poilim. I mean, he didn't do, there was nothing wrong that he did. It wasn't here the Avsted Anavshay. So here the Gemara held that Vakert. Here he shouldn't be Mechuyev to pay both of them. So the Gemara, Lamaisa answered that there's two dinteiras over here, and the Chembani says they have no shaykhs with the Poilim. I have a dinteira with you, and then and it's a Bari Veshema with a Chazak Shlichusai, and the Poilim says it's a Bari Veshema, Neide and Praticha. I don't tell me about the Chembani. I have a dintetus, distinct dinteiras, and mainly Mechuyev to pay to each one. The Chembani, when the Chembani tainis to the Bala boss, he says, "Vle amritli havle besada. You did not tell me that the poilim are not trustworthy. That means it's not my fault. If you would have told me that they're not elicha people, fashteitzach, I would, before I gave them the money, I would have asked for a receipt, or I would have done it with Adam. You didn't tell me. Tema. Let the balabas tell the chemveni, you should have realized this yourself. When I told you a shliach to pay for me, you should have understood. I'm making you a shliach l'tevosi, not to make problems for me. You should have thought of it yourself. This is a posha tzach. And if you didn't do it, I'm not responsible to pay you. And Tosis brings a Gemara to this Yisoid. We see a similar Maise. Gabi Avimi Dava Maski Bezuzi Bechazoi. Avimi owed money to Bechazoi. He owed them money. Bishadrinu Biyad Choma. So he told Choma to go to Bechazoi and pay up the Choyv. Uparano, he paid up the chayv. Let's say it was $100 chayv. He pays up the chayv. After he paid up the chayv, Amalahu havli shtare. Give me back the shtar chayv. Now there's a shtar chayv. You have a shtar chayv on the vimi. Give me back the shtar chayv. Vamulei, so they told them, hanoch sitroi ninu. So they told them, you know, these $100, there was another chayv. So these $100 we took for the other chayv. Fine? He owed us two chayvis. So this we took for the other chayv. You want back the shtar? Bring me another $100, I'll give you back the shtar. We're holding the shtar. We're not giving you back anything. The $100, thank you very much for the other $100. It's about time that chayv got paid up. Then he comes back to Avimi, and Avimi asks him, where's the shtar? And then he says, they didn't get it. He tells them the whole story. Umasi kosam, and the Gemara says over there that Chama was a pesheya. Chama has to lay it. Chama was a pesheya. He had given him $100. He was a very big batlin by not asking for the shtar before he paid up the chayv. Vamru ayem umasi kosam the loishna amalei shkel shtore vahavlo zuzi. It's irrelevant. If Avimi had told them first take the shtar and then give the money, Veloishna have Zuzi Yushko shtar, or maybe told them give the money and get back the shtar, Mechayev Ashliach. Choma is a pesheya. Mishem da'omalei liskuni shtar tichav leilabosi. I gave you the money. I gave it to you l'tevosi. Not to make problems for me. So we see there is a mutual understanding. When someone gives someone money, he means you should take care of the money that I shouldn't lose because of your batlonishkeit. So Mela Sotaisva says, over here, let's say the same thing. Let the balabos tell the chemni. He say you paid him. I didn't tell you you should get a receipt from them. You have to use your brains. If I'm telling you to pay, I zicha meant that you should do it in an oven that I wouldn't have problems. So I'm not mechuyev to pay you. You're a pesheya. So Taisva says, v'yishleim et d'hosam kivin d'hiskel l'kichas hashtar. The Gemara in Ksubis is speaking about, he told him to get back the shtar. He told him that. If he mentioned the shtar, so it's irrelevant how he said it. Take the shtar and give the money, take the shtar. But he mentioned the shtar, so he told them, make sure to get the shtar. That is the message that Choma should have gotten. And if Choma was a batlan and gave the money before he got the shtar, so Choma is a pesheyim. Here he didn't tell me anything about Edom, so then the Chandani was not at all responsible to think that the Poilim are not ontlich. He didn't give him an inkling, a hint that these Poilim are not ontlich people. So Mamela, he had no obligations whatsoever to pay them with a receipt, to pay them with Edom. So Mela, so the Chemveni says, you have no tainus on me, you have to pay me. I laid out the money, you have to pay me. Now we're starting a new sugya. Tani Rabbi Chiye, mone li biyotcha, v'alo oimer ein lecha biyodi klo. Reuven comes over to Shimon, and he says, and he tells Shimon, I lent you 100 suits. And Shimon says, never borrowed anything from you. Ein lecha biyodi klum. She's a kaifa hakel. So, the vial, the halacha is that a kaifa hakel minatera spotted to swear. You say, I owe you 100 suits. I say, I don't owe you a penny. I don't have to swear. Ve'edim me'edin oisoi sheyesh loi chamishim suits. But Edom come and say, they say, that Zichar, he owes him Chamishim Zuz. He owes him Chamishim Zuz. He owes him Chamishim Zuz, and he's nice in Loi Chamishim Zuz. So he has to give Chamishim Zuz, that's bullshit. V'yishova al hashav, and he has to swear on the rest. That means there's a tviya of 100 zuz. There's a kfire on these 100 zuz mitzad the nitva. But Edom say he owes 50 zuz. So this has a similarity to Amoed b'mitzas. That has to swear shvu'a d'rais. Every maid of mixes is like that. He wants to remember 100 zuz, and he says, well, 50 I owe you, and 50 I don't owe you. 50 I paid up already. And so there the din is, a maid of mixes is mechuyev to swear. So Rav Chiya said, what if he's a kofer haku? He says, I don't owe you anything, but from Edom I hear that he owes 50. So the same mechanics that I have by Amoed b'Mitzvos, that Amoed b'Mitzvos is mechuyev to swear, and let's just say for 1 minute, the lumdus of Amoed b'Mitzvos is, we see that he's tavei, you owe me 100, and the nitva says, you're right, I do owe you. So we, but not as much as you say. I don't owe you 100, I owe you 50. But from the haidah of the nitva, we see that the teveya played at nish. The teveya is rightfully money from him. I tak owe you. There's a difference of opinion how much I owe you. But Bezdin hears from the nitva that the teveya is rightfully being teveya something for him. It's not samazoi. He tak owes. You hear from him alone that he owes. There's a difference of opinion how much. So if Bezin hears this, so this is considered a taina chashuve, the taina of the teve is a taina chashuve, since the nitva is moided to the taina of the teve. So Bezin, that creates a suffix by Bezin. You have to be mavara now. You say you don't know the other 50. You have to swear. That is the mechanics of a shuas moided b'mik. Rab Chiya said, if we'll have a similar situation, the Teveya month from him 100 zuz, and he says, I don't owe you anything. So, if we would stop over here, so So there's no Shvuah Deraisa. I mean, you say Ayo, I don't know. But Edim say he does so. So from Edim we hear that the Teveya has a right to be Teveya. They don't know about the other 50, but they do know Yizichar owes 50. So from the Edim we hear that the Tviya of the Teveya is a rightful Tviya. So Reb Chiya says, so also there's a din Shmuas Maida b'mitzvahs, that Bezdin, even though the Nitva is not Maida, but we hear from Edim that the Tviya of the Teveya is, he has a right to be Teveya something, because the Edim themselves say that Itaka owes 50. So Reb Chiya says, Manali b'yodcha, v'aloi me'ein locha b'yodiklu. He gives 50 zuz, that's portion. And he has to swear. That means, in the Torah, I have a posik that a moide b'mitzas, he does piv, he says I owe you. So, and the Torah says, I might be mixed to swear. So, Hadas Edim, should zichah swear. And I have a Kalvachayma that Hadas Edim should swear. And the Gemara is going to go, as the Sugya progresses, is going to explain why I need a Kalvachayma, why without a Kalvachayma, I might think you don't have to swear. Abol Kaponim, that was Rab Chiya's Shtik Torah. That just like there's a din shvua by a moide b'mitzis, there's a din shvua by hadoas eide. Fine. V'tane tune. And then Rab Chiya went further. First, I'm telling you a halacha. And then the tane of our mishnah is a raya to me, to what I said. Where do we see an our mishnah raya? It says in our Mishnah as follows, Shnayim oichzim betalas. Ze oimer ani mitzosia. This one says ani mitzosia. So the din is that both of them swear. V'hoche, kivin de tofis, anan sadi demai de tofis haidi deyu, umai de tofis haidi deyu, oktoni ishovam. So, he had a raya from our Mishnah. Rab Chiya had a raya from our Mishnah. Now, we're going to soon see Rashi, but let's just superficially say over what the raya is. Rab Chiya learned pshat in the Mishnah. When you have shnayim oichzim betalas, I have a birul that half the talas belongs to Reuven, and half the talas belongs to Shimon. So now, when Reuven is schlepping Shimon to Bezdin, so Reuven says, no, the whole talus belongs to me. Then Shimon says, no, the whole talus belongs to me. Now, Bezdin has a birul that half the talus belongs to Reuven. We'll see how this is. But half the talus belongs to Reuven. So now Shimon says the other half is mine. So Shimon is to swear a shvur deraisa of Maida b'mitzvahs. That's how Rab Chiya understood our Mishnah. That means we learned before Rabbi Yochanan said shvur zutakonos chachomim shleik echad heilich v'taykev tali. That was Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. Rab Chiya had another understanding in our Mishnah completely. Rab Chiya understood our Mishnah. It's a shvur deraisa. Well, why is there a shvua deraisa? It's a shvua vados eidim. That since we have a non-sadi, that half belongs to Reuven, and he's tiny, the whole thing belongs to me, so memele, so Shimon has to swear on the other half, and the same thing. Shimon has a non-sadi, the half belongs to him, and he's saying the whole thing, he says, that's a Reuven has to swear. And it's a shvua deraisa. That is Rab Chiya's raya. And now let us see Rashi. V'yishov al hashar, kedin moide mitzvah sataine. Sha'omra toira yishova. There's a posik that a moide mitzvah swears, kedin yofine b'shvuas, Mechi huze. The Nitzvah says, you're money more for me. This is what I owe you, not the whole thing. Ba'af agav dezeh loy hoide. The case of Rav Chiya, the Nitzvah was not moide. Are yesh edem b'miktzas, but there's edem that he owes her. V'loy tehei hoidos piv g'doylo l'chai v'yala shav shvue meidos edem. If hoidos piv, if a Haidah from the Nitva is strong enough to make a Achiv Shvue on the other half, so Hadoas Eidim, which is stronger, should Zicha make a Achiv Shvue on the other half. Be Kalvachayma. L'kama Meforish my Kalvachayma. Later the Gemara is going to explain what is the Kalvachayma that Eidim Hados Eidim is better than Hados Hidos Piv. V'tane Tune, V'tane Didon, Siyato L'didi. Then Rav Chiya says, the Tana of our Mishnah Zaraya to me. Ze Oimer, Uktoni, Shneim, Yishbu. Anan Sadi, Dema de Tofis, Hainu Palge, Dideyu. Shrei Mursik hu befoneinu. Verei hu teveye es kula. He's a Mursik in half. And he's teveye the whole thing. Vechaveire keifer es kula. The keveire says no. Shrei makula shali. Vaf ma sheata tofes biyotcha. That what you're holding is also mine. Va'anu me'ide moisoi sheyesh lebo miktsus. And we say edis. That what his tofus is his. Mechayven es chaveiroi shvu al ashar, haino chatzi sheikei v'la'atzmai. So that's the raya of Rav Chiya. Now, before we go further, we have here a tremendous problem with this Rashi, and let us just refresh our memory when we had learned daf beis amid beis. The Gemara asked Akashi on the Beis Amid Beis, our Mishnah is not going according to Simchas, because Simchas holds Momen Amutu B'Sofek Chilkin B'Loi Shvue, and our Mishnah says Chilkin B'Shvue, not going according to Simchas. So the Gemara says, the Elamai Rabbono, fine, our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbono. Ha'omri ha'meitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. The Rabbanon said, ha'meitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. So, when we learned Rashi, and that's the mashmois of Rashi, from Rashi, it's the according to Rabbanon, they say, ha'meitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. So, the din should be that you shouldn't say chayokim, because Reuven is a mursik b'kuloi. Shimon is a mursik, so you can't take away from Reuven, because Reuven is a mursik. Shimon is a mursik bekuloi, so you can't take away from Shimon. So the din should be, it should be a mudak, you couldn't give it to anyone. You're saying, you have a problem according to Sumchis. Sumchis says chelkim without a shvui, and our Mishnah says chelkim with a shvui. It's not going according to Sumchis. So Mur says, so according to the Rabbanon it's good, according to the Rabbanon you have a bigger problem. Why is it chelkim? Why is it chelkim? So Rashi says, all of a raya be'edim, ve'iloi le'gavi midi. Without a raya, you don't get anything. V'hoche chelkim b'shvo, here you chelkim. Why are you chelkim over here? Reuven's a mukzik in the whole thing. Shimon's a mukzik in the whole thing. So memela is so Shimon's a mukzik in the whole thing. So Reuven can get it, and Shimon can get it. That was the Gemara's kasha. So, the way the Gemara understood, Reuven is a mursik in the whole thing, and Shimon is a mursik in the whole thing, each one is a mursik, and no one can get it. The Gemara answered over there, and Rashi says, Tavayu tofsi, ve'ein kan meitzi mechaveiroi. No, both are holding the whole thing. So it's not called that Shimon is a mursik in the whole thing, because Reuven is also holding the whole thing. It's not called Reuven is a mursik in the whole thing, because Shimon is also holding. So both of them are not really a mursik in the whole thing, because each one is holding it. So Mamele, so I just need a Shavua. Now, when we learned Rashi, the Rashbe, we had mentioned Rashi, the Rashbe, the ones are different from Shanti Gemara, but let us, when we learned Rashi, from Rashi we see that together of Shnayim, Oichs, and Betalis, is each one is a Muchzik in the whole thing. So either there should be a Psak, a Bameitz, a Chavei, or a Barai, each one is a Muchzik in the whole thing, so no one should get. Or since each one is a Muchzik in the whole thing, so forget, I'm a Muchzik, you're a Muchzik, but so I'm a muchzik in the whole thing, you're a muchzik in the whole thing, it's only muchzik gevayinus, that's where Yeshua should know. But this concept, that each one is a muchzik and a half, and we're saying, oh, raya terabchiyah, shema shemayim. How did this come about? We learned that beizim et beiz rashilans, each one is a muchzik in the whole thing. So there's no eitim that half belongs to him. There's either it's either I'm a muzik and you're the book. I'm muzik bekula, but I'm muzik bekula. Rashi says the high tof is bekula, but high tof is bekula. And here, all of a sudden, when it comes to Dav Gimel or Medalef and Rab Chiya, ooh, I have a raya from the Mishnah to my Yisoid. And here, Rashi starts speaking. The mother tofes hainu palge di day shrei muzik hu befoneinu, he's a muzik in half, aritave eskula, v'rekev, on your shesh of mamitzis, v'chayv nischvesh, avshad ane chatzi sheikiv la'atzmai. L'chayre, what happened over here? What happened on Dav Gimel? L'chayre, l'chayre amur di kekashim. So I wanted to say a teretz, and later came out, I found rayas to this teretz, but I wanted to say a teretz like this. There's a shita mekabetzes further, a Rabbeinu Yohanesin, that the shita mekabetzes says as follows. This Mishnah, Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, so it says in the Mishnah, Yitzchilkim, so the Rabbeinu Yohanesin says, the Mishnah is speaking about two cases. Case number one, that both of them are holding the fringes, Eichsim Bekakashte, is Adin Chilkim. Case number two, that each one is holding half the talus. Mamish is holding in the hand half the talus. So Chilkim. The Mishnah is speaking about two cases. One case that they're holding by the fringes, and another case, each one is holding half a talus. And the Mishnah is speaking about two cases. Fine. So Memele, if the Mishnah is speaking about two cases, so Memele, Rab Chiya is speaking about the second case. The Mishnah is speaking about such a case also. And we'll look at Rashi. Well, Rashi is not Geiris the way it says in Ar Gemore. Ar Gemore says, "My the tofis haidi deyu, my." Rashi says, look what the Gils of Rashi says, "Anan sadi de ma de tofis, that what he is holding, hainu palge, that is half of the talus, ma de tofis, hainu palge, that's half of the talus, the deyu." So Rashi says clearly that the Mishnah, and Rab Chiya learned like this pshat in the Mishnah, that the ma de tofis, that what he is holding, hainu palge, that is half of the talus, the deyu. Sherei muzik u befoneinu. He's holding half of the talus. Vareyu teveya eskula, in his teveya, the whole talus. Vachaveire koife eskula, shenema kula shali, he says kula shali. Vaav masha te tofes biyot, even that what you are holding is also mine. Vaonu meiden oisoi shiyeshle ba mitzvah. We can say edis, that half is his, because he's holding it. Machayv neschaveire shvu alasha, tahainu chatzi, Sheikev la'atzmi, the chassid that he is holding. So from the lashon of Rashi, L'chayra, we see clearly that's how Rab Chiya learned pshat in the Mishnah, that each one is holding here. Now, later I found a Yerushalmi in Ksubis. The Yerushalmi in Ksubis Perik Beis Halacha Aleph. The Yerushalmi in Ksubis says as follows. The Yerushalmi brings down Rabchiyas Halacha that Hados Eidim is Chayev Ashvut. So the Yerushalmi says Mishnayim Oichzin Lomad Rabchiyah. Rabchiyah learned his Halacha from Mishnayim Oichzin. Ze she toifes bechetzio kimevi edim shechetzio shaloi vize shehu toifes bechetzio kimevi edim shechetzio shaloi. So we see from the Yerushalmi clearly ze she toifes bechetzio, he's holding here ze she toifes bechetzio. So we see from the Yerushalmi there are other ayahs. Tesis Chachmi Anglia seems to learn like this, that is Pshat in Rabchiyah. That the Mishnah is also speaking about a case that each one is holding here. So Memele, so that was Rabchiyah's Raya. So Memele, so if he's holding here, it's like a non-sadi that this service is. Koma Shetacha Shadon Merench is holding here. The other one is holding the other here. And you swear. So this Shvuah Rabchiyah is a Shvuah that Raisa. And Rav Chiya brought a ride. It could be that is pshat the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Ve'ein lo zeh koyach bo yoyser mizeh. One isn't holding more than the other. Shilo yoyser biyadecha levadai. Avidach hametz mefei lo varaya. Could be that's pshat in Rashi that both of them are holding half. But that's also one of the halachim in the Mishnah. Fine. Now let us go further. My shaloi tehei heidos piv gedoilo meidos eidim mikal v'chayma. Now, the Gemara is going to ask Akasha on Rabchiyah. Rabchiyah said, Abchiya said that Hados Eidim is Chayev Ashvur. And he has a Kalvachayma from Hados Piv. Now if Hados Piv is Machayev Ashvur, Hados Eidim should zich him a Chayev Ashvur. Now, Abchiya needed a Kalvachayma to tell us this. Without a Kalvachayma, Vaistais, I wouldn't know this. He needed a Kalvachayma to tell me that Hados Piv is that Hados Eidim is Machayev Ashvur. So let's see what Rashi says. The Gemara is going to ask this kasha. My loite Hados Piv Gedoyla me Hados Eidim. They mean to be a svara to say Hados Piv is better, and that's when you're the Kal B'chayim. Ahechi Teisilon Lemedik. Why would we ever think the Teisik Adaitam that we should think Titei Eidos Piv Gedoyla Meidos Eidim. I should think that the Itzach Latana Lameilef Mikal Vachoyim the Loite Eidos Piv Gedoyla. He says Rabchiya said Ashtik Toire. That means without my Kal Vachoyim I'd never know it. I would think Eidos Piv is better. I would think if he's mighty he owes 50, that's better than if Eidim say he owes 50. But I have a kalva, and that's why Dafka Hados Piv swears. Hados Eidim does not swear. But I have a kalva chayma. Hados Eidim also should swear. So the Gemara says, why do you need a kalva chayma? Why would I think Hados Piv is better? That is the kasha of the Gemara. We're going to start going into a long sugya. But let's just start the sugya. One. The Torah says Hados Piv. So who are the Hados Eidim? You need a Kal V'chayma. I would think that Hados Piv. You need a Kal V'chayma. It would seem Shelo'i Tehei Hados Piv G'dayla Me Hados Eidim. That means Rabchiyah spilled the beans. That means without my Kal V'chayma, I would think Hados Piv is better than Hados Eidim. Shem Shemayim Hados Eidim. Pishnei Medim Yakim Dova. I would think Hados Piv is better. But I have a Kal V'chayma and with the Kal V'chayim, I'm going to prove that Hados Eidim is also Machayev Ashvur. So the Gemara says, K'derabe. Now we're going to go into a memra of Rabbe, and soon we're going to figure out Rabchiyah. But now we're going into a memra of Rabbe. the Omra Rabbe, Mibneima Omra Teira, Moide Mitzas Hataina Yishova. Rabbe asked a kasha. We're going to see soon what the kasha is. But he asked a kasha. Mibneima Omra Teira, Moide. Esta kasha mit neima omre teure meide mitzes hataina yeshova. This is the kasha. We don't know yet what the kasha is. Chazoke ein odo meis pono bivnei bal choyvoi. That's the teretz. Rabbe esta kasha and the teretz, and now there's a lot of that has to be explained. What was pshat in Rabbe's kasha and what is pshat in Rabbe's teretz? Now, we will not learn Taisvis tonight, but Taisvis and Rav Rishonim learn Pshat in Rabbis Kashe, Rabbis Takash and the Torah. A Moide B'miktsas swears. Why does he swear? He has a Migu. Could have been a Kaifa Hakel. Migu helps. So, why does he have to swear? He says, you don't believe me. Listen. If I would be a liar, why did I have to come and say, I owe you $50? You came and you don't have anything. You come to me and say, I owe you $100. You don't have anything, no proof whatsoever. And I go and I say, I owe you $50. And then you say, ooh, 50? Swear on the other 50. If I'd be a liar, I could have said, I don't owe you a penny. And what would have been the din? I don't owe you a penny. Taifa hakel. Go away, Shalom al Yisrael. You see my Elichkeit? It's mamish. It radiates from my face. I'm an Elich mensch. So, and I have to prove to you that I'm not a liar. I have a migo. If I'd be a liar, I could be a kaifer hakel. That is how Rav Rishonim learned pshat and rabbis kasha. Not Rashi, but Rav Rishonim learned this pshat and rabbis kasha. The name of Umra Torah made mitzvah tainishim. His amigo kibin a kaifa hakel. So the teretz is, ein odo mei is pondo bif nei bal choyboy. The teretz is, it's amigo de hose. No, you're a liar. Now why didn't you want to be a kaifa hakel? It's a bigger chutzpah. It's easier to say such a lie than such a lie. You tak a liar. But if you tell him, I owe you 50, so he knows you're a liar, but you're showing him, listen, I say I owe you 50, the other 50 don't know you. If I would say, I don't owe you a penny, such a mechutzif, it's a meil dekahoze, it's hard to say such a sheker. So it's no raya, it's no raya that you're an emissary mensch, you're a shakran. And that's why you have to swear. Now you're telling me if I'd be a shakran, I would have said a bigger lie, I should have been a kaivahakel. Such a shakran you're not, because it's a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah to be a kaivahakel. So you don't have a migu, it's too hard to be a kaivahakel. To look him straight in the face and say, I never borrowed a penny from you. My mama should get bread like a bee. He's maki b'shikre. I know. He lent me the money, and I'll tell him that I never borrowed a penny from you. So memele. So that lie is too hard to say, too difficult to say. So that's why he didn't say that lie. But this you're also a liar. So memele. That's why you have to swear. That's how Rav Rishonim limshat and Rabbis Kasha and Rabbis Teretz. That is. Shitas HaTaisus, which we'll not learn tonight. Now let us see what Rashi says. Rashi does not learn like this. Mipnei ma'omra teire v'leichoshvoi kemeshe v'aveda l'potroi sholei kofa b'kuloi. Now, Rashi says something else. Rashi starts talking about meshe v'aveda, which we will explain soon, but Rashi does not say migu. So let us just try to explain what Shitas Rashi in this shura. What is Shitas Rashi? The Chassam Sofer in Gittin says this pshat in Rashi. The Chassam Sofer says, number one, Rashi did not say migu, because Rashi holds migu lafture shvua lo yamrinu. A migu does not help the pater a shvuah. And that's why Rashi did not say pshat that Rabbi Sakashi is a migul afturi mishvur lo yemrin. Number one. Let us understand this. Why not? Why does Rashi do this? Machlekes harishayim, primigash, the balamoyer. Rashi holds migul afturi mishvur lo yemrin. So why not? I mean, here's a migul. I mean, before the teretz, why can a migul part of a mishvur? So there's a moiridike svore, the Chassam Sofer mentions the svore as follows. That means, migul afturei mamoine, migul helps. I mean, mom for me money, listen, I have proof I don't owe you the money. If I owe you the money, I could have said a better lie. I said this lie, that's a lie, I don't owe you the money. Fine, that's a lie. So you can't, I can't be mighty mammon from you. Migul is a biruv. Migul afturei mishvure, I'm not asking any money from you. I want you to swear. Fine. So you say, ah, listen, I prove to you I'm a nemes a mensch. Wonderful. I want you to swear. You're a nemes a mensch. What does it cost you to swear? I'm not moneying money from you. I'm moneying another birur of shvur. Why can't you swear? The Torah entitled me, I can force you to be mavara with a shvur. You're bringing me another raya that you're telling the truth. Fine. I hear the raya. Beautiful, a beautiful raya. But the Torah said I could father a birur of shvur. So what are you telling me? Swear. I'm asking you to swear. That's all. She told me, I'm bringing a raya, I'm a nemes a mensch. Fine. So since you're a nemes a mensch, you can't swear. I want you to swear. The Torah says I'm entitled to demand from the nitva a birur of shvur. I want the birur of shvur. You brought me another raya. Shkayach for the raya. I thank you very much. You want the raya. But I want a birur of shvur. So that's why Rashi held, migul will not pater a birur of shvur. If the teveya is demanding for him a birur of shvur, you have to swear. I'm sorry. So you have another raya. I'm entitled to this raya and I want this raya. That's why Rashi got stuck. What's Pshat Rabbis Kashi? Neima Omro Teire. What's the Kashi? The Teire says he's entitled, the Teve is entitled to demand a birur of Shvur. Swear. Swear. Don't bring me other Ayelach. Yeah, very good. Thank you for that. But I want this Chai. And I'm entitled to this Chai. So Rashi was stuck. So what's Pshat Rabbis Kashi? So the Chassam Sofer, the Chiddush Yerim, say that Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha Epesandosh. The Kasha, Rabbi's Kasha was as follows. Let's go back to the case of Amayda B'Mitzvah. Amayda B'Mitzvah, Reuven wants Shimon $100. Shimon says, Reuven has no proof whatsoever. Shimon says, I owe you $50, $50, I don't know you. I hear that Reuven is, Yeshtvorim begav, Shimon taka owes him, Shimon himself says, I owe you. Not so much, swear. So Rabbi said, what did the Torah accomplish by saying, Achi Yeshua? You know what the Torah accomplished? So Shimon is going to say the next time, this Reuven had no proof whatsoever. I could have told him, I could have been a Kaifa Hakel. What have been a Kaifa Hakel? He wouldn't have a penny. He wouldn't have a Chiyav Shvur. Nothing. I'm a fine mensch. I tell him I owe him $50. Ich bin noch fein euch dazu. So I said, no, swear. Swear. So what did it, you know what the Torah accomplished? The Torah accomplished that the next time I'll know better. I'll know better. I won't be made anything. Then you come to Besdin. I'm a Meshav Aveda. Meshav Aveda means he didn't have anything without me. He did. He has no proof whatsoever. I go with my, because of my honesty, I go and tell my Yoya $50. I tell this in Besdin. So because of this, now you have to swear. See, this won't twif anything. The Chiyav Shvur will boomerang. Now that you made a Chiyav Shvur by a Moide B'Mitzvah, so the Moide B'Mitzvah will know already, don't be so from the next time. Be a Kaifa Hakel. And finish. the Torah is not accomplishing anything with the Chiyuv Shvuah. The Torah, the Chiyuv Shvuah is encouraging that no one should be Moideh. So, okay, that's the Yeshikayach I get. I'm Moideh, so now I'm a Chiyuv Shvuah. I'll know the next time. And everyone else will know the next time. Don't be Moideh, finished. I taka owe $50, but I won't be Moideh in Beis Din. Either I'll tell you privately, or I'll put $50 underneath your door. I'll take care of those $50. But in Beis Din, I'll know what to do, and everyone will know what to do. We won't be Moideh, finished. So the kasha is on the Torah. This person is a meshev aveidah. That means the Torah is no proof whatsoever. On his own goodwill, he was moideh $50. He got $50 because of his eidah. And because of that, you're telling him to swear on the other 50. So memele, this will motivate everyone not to be your chiyuv shvuah, which the Torah wanted to nemon for the teveh, or now you have to be mevare. This boomerangs, and this will be pumfakel. So now you say there's a chiyuv shvuah, so no one will be moideh, the teveh won't have anything in Shalom al Yisrael. That's the kasha, that's a meshev aveidah. What? So that means that what he is moideh, he's given like this without my ador, he doesn't have anything. And I went and I was moideh. Okay, it's the biachof here would be gaval the good kishaloi kofa bekuloi. That means baptisadach sam seifer loins pshat sam seifer gitten the chedushirim. That means so the Torah. The Torah wanted the Teveyas Teveh, don't be Mechayev HaShvuah. The Nitva Yashakoyach for his honesty, but don't be Mechayev HaShvuah. Don't jump down his neck. So, swear ready that you don't know the other 50. Because by making a Chiyev Shvuah, you'll make sure that no one will be made. That was Rabbi's kasha. So Rabbi said, no. Ein Adam may is pond of Bifnei Bal Chayvai. Rashi said, Rashi Shittin Zababa Kame is not out Maka Peshikrei. Rashi learns he did him a Taiva. He lent him $100. If he's a mensch, Ein Adam may is pond of Bifnei Bal Chayvai. He lent you $100. You think I can say in his face, I didn't borrow a penny from you? You can't do it. If you're a mensch, if you're a chayy, maybe. But ein odom meyis ponov b'fnei bal chayvi. He lent you $100. A month ago you went over to him and you said, please lend me $100. And he lent you shkayach yarev esval nitre b'sval. Bekitza, you went there to him. And a month later he asked you $100. Huh? Never borrowed anything from you. He can't do it. It's not a mensch. So don't, it won't boomerang. It won't boomerang. Ain't other may respond. He'd love to do it. Believe me, he'd love to do it. But he can't. The menschlichkeit in him doesn't permit him to be kaifa. He can't be kaifa. He has to be moide. He has to be moide. So memele, so the Torah was very good. So you moide already in half. Could be you're more than this half. Let's be mavar if you're more than this half. So that was Rabbi's kasha. And that was Rabbi Steffens. So let's go a little further. Nimnei ma'amra teira ma'idah mitzvah zataini yeshova. Chazok ailuchay is ha'meshev ha'veideh. So b'faket, you're going to make that no one will ever be made anymore. Chazok ein odom meyiz ponov b'vnei b'alchayvi. He won't be able to be meyiz ponov. He has to be made. He'd love to be kaifa. Believe me. But why was he moide? He'd love to be kaifa. He'd love to go out of Beis Din without having to say, Mishum de no de me is pono. So memele, he no de me is pono. Fine. So he had to do this. Fine. Finished. Now, so that's why he's not a meshev aveidah. Don't worry, the chiyuv shvuah didn't boomerang. The chiyuv shvuah didn't boomerang. It's for kelt. It's very good. Don't worry. He can't be a kaifa hakol. Can't be a meyis ponim. He has to be made in something. And now that we see ready that he owes him, now we're gonna start taking him to pieces and see if he take maybe he owes him more. Now, forget. It's very good. So Now let's just say Oisavenik Rashi. So Rashi is going to say, I have another problem. This person says he owes 50. The other 50 he doesn't owe. Now, so he says he owes 50. The Teveya says he owes 100. Now, so Lefi Dvorov, that he only owes 50, Lefi Divrei HaTeveya. Like the Teveya, so this guy wants to steal 50. I mean, he just says he owes 50. I go, Tug, I owe 50, I'll pay you the 50 in installment plan, but that's all I owe you. I owe you only 50. So Memele, but the other 50, I don't owe you. So this person does not have an intent to pay the other 50. So this person is choshed amamayne. He's choshed to steal. He said, I only owe you $50. This person is choshed to steal. So if this person is choshed to steal, so what are you going to accomplish with a shvua? Choshed amamayne, choshed a shvua. A person, the same mechaber who wrote Loisi Shova Bishmila Shokeler wrote Loisignov and Loisignov. The Zalba Mechaba. So if he doesn't hold of this Mechaba when it comes to Loisignov and Loisignov, he said, I don't know you. He's a kafan, he's kaifan $50. So Memele, so he wants to be kaifan, he's kaifan $50. So he's not scared to be kaifan $50. So he'll swear false also. Anukasha the Torah. So what did he accomplish with the shvuah? If he choshed amamayna choshed ashvuos. So what is the teretz on this kash? We'll say, are you meaning the teretz? So the teretz is like this. No. You have the picture completely distorted. This person who is saying in Bezen very loud, I only owe him 50, and I don't owe him the other 50. You have to be between the lines. This person does not want to steal. He's not the chas v'sholim. Doesn't believe chas v'sholim. Doesn't want to stay. He's an elachid. He's an elachid. He wants to pay back. This is a shtickle problem now. He doesn't have the money to pay back now. If he's going to say in Bezin I owe $100, Bezin is going to start making installment plans. He has other plans what to do with his money. He'll pay back eventually. Not now. So that's why he can't say, oh, $100. If he says, oh, $100, it's bitter. All his plans go down the drain and Bezin will take away the money. So that's why he's saying, I only owe 50. He intends, I'll pay the other 50. Eventually, when he gets the money, he'll pay the other 50. That's what his real intent is. So he's not a choshed amamayne. So Bezin's going to tell him, yeah, you only owe 50. You don't know, swear. Now this person is in a predicament. Hey. Swear, I only owe 50. I don't know the other 50. He's an elchid. He said in Bezin that he only owes 50 because he wanted to stall for time. But now Bezin put him in the spot. They told him swear. He won't swear false. Chas v'sholom. Boy. So the Torah was moiridik pikristik. So the Torah said, amoyidik b'miktsis. You have to swear. I'm a mele and this person is takanara choshed. I'm a mele. He's not a meshev aved. He's not a choshed amamayne. That means he really wants to pay. He only wants to stall for time. If we tell him to swear, we took care of the case. He won't swear false. He's not a ganev. He doesn't have an intent to ganve. He wanted to stall for time, but now that you told him to swear, he can't stall for time. It's a foul. So the Torah said, swear, and the case is settled. He will not swear, and there'll be made that he owes 100, and Bezin will take care of the payments, and Shalom al Yisrael. So let's see Rashi now. V'hai b'kuli boi delay delay. V'chiteima. Migu d'choshed amamayna choshed ashvuosa. What are you accomplishing by telling him to swear on that would he skyfe? So we shouldn't make him swear. What are we going to accomplish with the shvuah? If this person is lying, he's a choshed amamayne. Like choshed amamayne, this person is not choshed amamayne. He really would want to swear it to be made in the whole thing. He doesn't have money to pay. Or if he has money, he has better things to do with the money at the present time. Visava, and so he thinks, Ada Havali Zuzi a paranalei. When I'll get money, I'll pay him. That is shot in this scenario. You have to read between the lines. When a Teveya comes to Anitva, Nimansam 100, he's made in 50, so the thing is clear cut. If he's more than 50, that means he's a barred from him, because he can't be a kaifa hakel, because then another may respond with neighbor chayve. So he's more that he owes him. And we tell him to swear, and there's nothing to worry about. He won't swear false. So let's see the Gemara. V'hai v'kuli boy delay. V'hai delay, oi delay. Ishtamuti the kamishtamet minay. He didn't want to be made in 100, he wants to stall for time. Sova ada avali zuzi a paranala. When I'll get money, I'll pay him back. For omar rachmona rami shvuolei ki heichi delay delay b'kuli. So the Torah says, no, you swear, and now his hands are tied, so I'll be made in b'kuli. And the Torah will stop here. I made the b'mitzvah.